This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All quiet on the Eastern Front. All quiet on the Northern Front. Is it quiet on the Southern Front? Probably not. Given the fact there's always kind of somebody who's trying to get over the border with those coyotes. So, here we are. Welcome to another hour of conversation about the good things going on and some of the bad things that are going on and how we reckon to deal with them. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Here's good and bad. There has been approval given for a drug called Narcan, N-A-R-C-A-N. And if you're wondering what this is, it's a prescription nasal spray that helps reverse the effects of opioid overdose. It's going to be sold over the counter. Is there that much opioid overdose that there would be a market for this over the counter? What? So that's the good is that we've got something that'll help people who are overdosing on opioids. But the bad thing is that this is so prevalent you can buy it over the counter like you can buy aspirin.
Well, and I think one of the things, too, is because it's precious minutes. If somebody needs this, if somebody's overdosing and they need this, Demi Lovato has been very open about her overdose and Narcan saved her life, where it was one of her friends or her assistant ran to a pharmacy, got the prescription, and brought it back. And a lot of times people may not have that additional time. Yeah, so if they can get it over the counter.
47,000 overdoses and 80,000, the number has gone up since a couple of years ago to almost double the number of people who are overdosing.
And I don't think it's typically the drug users, people who are addicted, that are getting the Narcan. It seems like it's more so their family members or their friends who are worried for them. And a lot of times overdoses happen because, I'm trying to figure out how to word this because I don't want to come out wrong, but a lot of times somebody who has been addicted to drugs and they find help and sobriety and then they relapse. And during the relapse, they use the same amount they were using prior to finding some sobriety, some level of sobriety, and it ends up being too much.
If you look at the stats, and I gave you the number of increases over a couple of years, but since last year, 100,000 fatal overdoses in 1 year. Over 100,000, actually. So this is...
Especially with the whole fentanyl issue, where people don't even know that it's in the stuff they're using.
So Emergent BioSolutions, maker of Narcan, had not, there have been criticisms leveled at them, but I don't think it's not them that, well, they charge the pharmacies, the big pharmacy chains, I'm sure, get a better buy than the local ones. But there was an overview, a survey of what's charged for this thing. People who don't have insurance, at one pharmacy in New York, they had to pay $98 for a box of this stuff. And then if you go down to New Jersey, you get charged $73 for the same thing. And so that tells you something about the big drug lords that are operating CVS. They are drug lords. That's what they are. Walgreens, it's legal. But look at how many people were prescribing. The doctors as well. The doctors who knew that some of this stuff was bad, and yet they still, even today, Oxy is still prescribed. I have a friend who had a very serious back operation a week or so ago, and the doctor kept saying, "You want oxycodone? You want it? You want it? You want it? You want it? You want it?" And he said, "No, I don't want it." But if they keep saying, "Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it?" People are going to say, "Oh, I guess if you think I should have it, I better take it." Ay, ay, ay. All right, so anyway, along the good along with the bad. Here's this is good and bad as well. Number of swimmers being accused of pursuing, corralling, and harassing dolphins. What are you, nuts? What are these people? They cases opened against swimmers who have not been identified by name, but the Hawaiian officials went after them. There's a lot of video and photos you can see online that were taken from a drone showing the harassment. All right, so I'm getting upset and I get a comment.
Mm-hmm. And authorities were waiting on shore for the swimmers when they left the water.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's ridiculous.
All right. The Russians are coming or not. Hopefully they aren't coming. not eager to see the Russians show up. But in the latest of our drama between the United States and Russia, the top security agency has arrested a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, charging him, Jay, with espionage. The first time this has happened for a long time. Go back to the Cold War, and there were a couple of correspondents who were arrested, but now instead of the young lady that played for the WNBA and had grass, this guy supposedly is a spy for the CIA. His name is Evan Gorshowitz. He reports for he's the Russian correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. So anyway, he has been detained. They said he was trying to get classified information. And so,
what kind of journalist would do that?
Yeah, right.
Good grief.
Anyway, the Wall Street Journal, quote, vehemently denies the allegations in today's newspaper, saying that we stand in solidarity with our reporter. Hello, the guy works for you. Why wouldn't you? That was kind of a stupid statement. But anyway, all the tensions is this the reason for it? Who knows? I remember Nicholas Daniloff, who is a correspondent for U.S. News and World Report, was arrested by the KGB back in the early 80s, if I'm not mistaken. He was released 20 days later as he was swapped with an employee at the Soviet Union's UN mission who was arrested by the FBI for doing the same thing, for spying. So this goes on all the time. We all know it. Everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We all know this kind of stuff is going on. So, anyway. All right, let's go back to the good news. You want some good news?
Yeah, good news.
Good news. Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks are going to co-host the Academy of Country Music Awards. They have never, this I find startling, actually, they have never, ever, ever worked together before. The two of them, they are the biggest names, aren't they, in country music?
Yeah.
It's very cool.
And she's the queen
together.
Of country music. He's basically the king.
Yeah, right. Yep. So, anyway, I think this will be good. I might even watch it myself. I'm not a big fan of country music, but I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to a Garth Brooks concert and seeing he was so animated. He was having a great time with the audience having a great time with him. It was a good experience. And I'm not, as I said, I'm not really a fan of country music, but you could pair Fido with Dolly Parton. it would be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be good. This will do well in the ratings, I'm sure, and with country music fans. Not that the hardcore aren't going to watch this anyway, but more people like me. Again, this is smart on their part to get them together. I think it's smart. Good.
It is. Good for them.
Yeah. Here's another name in the news today, Jay. Liam McHale Smith. He's a construction worker. This fellow has turned the lockdown side hustle into a business. He's turned over £1 million of construction stuff. The government-imposed lockdown caused this fellow to close down his firm. His firm was closed. He was laid off. And so he began making furniture. He and his wife, Ruth, posting pictures on their social media, a lot of inquiries about what they are building. So he was making $700 a week as a tradesman, and again, he was laid off. So he decided that he would start making these very nicely done. The Amish make these things. They're really cool. I saw a couple at an auction last week. So anyway, he starts making these, basically, you know, it's kind of like a shed, in essence. That's what it is. He also started making furniture. And so he sold $1 million of goods.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
yeah.
This is what the reason, again, we talk about people in the small business community that seems to support this program very well, because the folks listening know that I'm a small businessman. This is the smallest production company that is still in existence, doing without any support from any church and any big company. It's just me and everybody else who's here working to put this program on. And so people that listen get that, and there are a lot of supporters. So this is a great story for those of you who want to find somebody like this, or maybe you create, maybe what it does is ensure or encourage people to do things like this if they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, you know, a lot of people have been laid off because of the interest rates going up and things aren't as good in construction as they were a few years ago. So he started studying carpentry apparently when he was a teenager.
Yeah, and this goes to show that a hobby can become a career. It doesn't just have to be a side thing. Like, people are obsessed, apparently, with his radiator covers. And there's still so many homes that have radiators.
Yeah, I have them. Mm-hmm. I have them.
A lot of the homes we've been looking at have radiators.
Yeah. How are you doing on that search, by the way?
It is going well, I will say.
Yeah.
We are seeing a lot we like, but there's one specific town that's where we really want to be. So we're kind of waiting for the right house in that town.
And how far away is the town from where your folks are? Close by?
It's somewhat nearby, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they want to have you close by.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was a lot closer to my two children. I had last night, Brendan calls, you know, usually every other night with Jasper. And he's now really, he loves to yell. He loves to hear himself yell. And then he has this big smile on his face and he claps.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. So Brendan was saying, Gramps is coming. And he gets this smile on his face. He can't say Gramps. He can say Mama. He can say Dada. He can say Ball. He can say Fee, like Fiona the dog, that sort of stuff. But it's so much fun to watch him as he's trying to form the words, and he gets a big kick out of it. So
yeah,
a little of that this weekend.
That's sweet.
All right, yep, it is. 18 after. This is Good Day.
Today on Hey Culligan, smart home, smarter water softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, here we are. It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Focus on things related to social media here with Jay Kirshner. Doug Steffen focusing on Elon Musk for a moment. The business about artificial intelligence. Some of the other leaders in the tech field are concerned. Musk is, and apparently others. They think that it's going too far too quickly, and it's dangerous. I'm with him 100% on this.
Yes.
150%. The co-founder of Apple is in on this, Steve Wozniak. They've joined this other group of leaders asking developers to stop.
Yeah,
this.
Just take a moment. Well, we saw, what was it, with a Googlebot or a Yahoobot, and it was almost, if somebody talked with it long enough, it was saying different things, like it wanted to steal the nuclear codes. It wanted to get rid of these strings attached and
where is
become
it? Who's
a
developing
real
this stuff, and why are they developing? That's what I want to know, who's doing this and why they're doing it. Frankly, what's being gained here? Unless they're trying to take control, this is a control mechanism, and it's not good. There's nothing about this, nothing that's good about this.
And I think everybody wants to be the first or the best one to create it. And with artificial intelligence, it's been around for quite a while. So whenever somebody breaks through to the next step, to the next big,
why isn't the government
AI,
why isn't the government getting involved in this?
They should be.
They're asleep at the switch
right now.
Too busy. Yeah, right. They're too busy talking about TikTok instead. Well, and that's an important thing to do. There's no question about that. Let's see. Musk is in on this. Wozniak, Andrew Yang, who,
and this group is asking the government to intervene.
Yep, right. And I think that Elon Musk, didn't he have a company called OpenAI that created some things that are, you know, now available to the public that are AI,
mm-hmm.
artificial intelligence?
Yeah, and a lot of these are the chat things, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, now let's go over to the other side of things. One of the most popular stories on social media today, following our friend Marjorie Taylor Greene, who apparently, according to reports from Twitter, was temporarily grounded. You know, like your parents used to ground. You were grounded when you did bad things. She was yanked off of Twitter because of things that she said regarding the Nashville school shooting. And I get why they would be concerned about this. She referred to it as trans terrorism. And then she went public and said, yesterday my official Twitter account was temporarily suspended for warning about the Trans Day of Vengeance in front of the Supreme Court. She shared a screenshot from her personal account showing a notice from Twitter describing how it had temporarily limited her page's access to the site for violating the rules. So what are the rules for anybody? You've had accounts that have been slowed down, Jay?
Oh, on Facebook, yeah. There was an account I managed once that accused the page of bullying behavior, really. Yeah. And we were suspended for 2 weeks. And it was a get help kind of post. Like, if you are dealing with this situation, this specific situation, please know you're not alone. There is help. And here are links that you can get help. Here are phone numbers you can call to reach out. And if you know somebody dealing with this, please, please use this information. But apparently it was calling out a specific group of people, and it was deemed bullying behavior.
So there are a lot of people who follow her. She refers to the planned marches in Washington for next month. There's a day that's been set aside. She called it the Trans Day of Vengeance. I'm sure that she's not really under, well, I shouldn't say I'm sure. I'm sure of anything. I think that this is another way of her sort of getting attention as much as anything else. But I think we have to be careful about all of this stuff because this is new territory. I must admit that I don't really understand it myself, frankly. So caution. Caution, I think, is an important word here. 28 after the hour.
Was Santa generous? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can sell gift cards you're not using at cardcash.com and giftcards.com, where you can also buy discounted gift cards for almost anything. If you're planning a major purchase, consider buying now because prices are rising. And if you see PMI on your mortgage statement, that's private mortgage insurance, which you can cancel if your principal balance is below 80% of your home's value, which it may now be, thanks to inflation. Ever since the COVID shutdown, we've been suffering supply chain issues, and nothing is in shorter supply than what you see in the mirror. The help wanted sign is everywhere, so ask your boss for a raise. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury yesterday about a nondisclosure agreement that exceeded the statute of limitations. District Attorney Alvin Bragg is being accused of playing politics since the federal government opted to not proceed with charges. Former Vice President Mike Pence also calls this action an outrage.
I think the unprecedented indictment is an outrage to millions of Americans. It'd be nothing more than a political prosecution.
More than 65 million Americans in at least 15 states are in the path of what meteorologists are calling explosive thunderstorms. The violent weather that will be developing today threatens a big part of the central part of the country, including cities such as Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Little Rock. Forecasters say storms boiling up today and tonight could generate tornadoes, torrential rainfall, hail, and damaging 70 to 80 mile an hour wind gusts. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Oh, here we are, Jay, you and I, together again on the Good Day program. Doug's Good Day, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Follow us on social media. Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. On every occasion you have, perhaps driving along in your car instead of listening to some of that boring music without disc jockeys, no personality, you can listen to conversation, because I try to do the conversations here like the hit parade, like hit music. They have a new song, you know, it's like three and a half minutes for a new song. So I try to have with the limits of three and a half minutes on our conversation. Sometimes, depending on the conversation, I may have it go a little bit longer. And so in the circumstances, for example, if you listen to today's Good Day download, you will find a story, I think it lasted about 3 minutes, talking about that gold digger, the gold hunter, who found the mug that was worth $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to spend a little bit of time.
Gold nug.
Right. We talked about Mike Pence and his being subpoenaed, referring to it as unconstitutional. Nick Cannon talks about the 12 children he has and what a whoop-de-doer he is. I talk about Donald Trump and how he holds sway over news stories that, that have nothing to do with him. And almost daily, our conversation about artificial intelligence. This, for me, may be one of the more important things going on in the world today.
It is.
So, yeah, it really is. Also on the download, available at gooddayshow.com. The Good Day download is available also on all the places you get your podcasts, Apple and Spotify and Spreaker and iHeart, those places. So help yourself to a review of what's going on the conversation program. Good Day. I used to call it Good Day USA. And it probably might be, we revived the Good Day before we knew we were going to the USA Radio Network.
Might have thought, full circle.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of full circle, that asteroid that we were talking about last week, Jay, about the size of an Olympic swimming pool, It zoomed past the Earth at 17,400 miles an hour last week, just about the same as what the shuttle used to, you know, the stuff that's traveling around the planet at that speed. That's pretty normal. But the observation for this, really, if you go to the NASA website, you can see it was recorded on video by the Italians, actually, and then sent to NASA. The asteroid was called 2023 DZ2. No risk to Earth. It's not uncommon, apparently, for objects like this to pass by our planet. We just haven't known about it. But because now there's so much technology, you can look at this. NASA says these things happen once a decade, at least. So you have that opportunity to see and be in awe of not only nature, the universe, but also what we have been able to figure out on the recording side of things.
This was a close one, wasn't it? Half the distance to the moon?
Half the distance between the moon and the planet. So it's like 175,000 miles. Away from the planet. Zoom! All right, let's go to Nashville for something good coming out of that shooting in the school. There's a young... You probably know this bookstore. I know you lived in Nashville for a number of years. So Ann Patchett has a bookstore called Parnassus. Do you know that bookstore, Parnassus Books?
I have heard of it. I've never been into it, but that's in the nearby vicinity of where this happened.
Yep, it's right near the Covenant School. So she opened it up with a tweet saying, my store, Parnassus, is here for our community. We're not here to sell you books. We're here because we love you and we are your friends. We're a place to come. We want you to come here and be with us. Mm-hmm. She continues, sometimes you need a place to go when you're alone or with your family or wanting to meet friends. Sometimes you need a place to go when you want to hide, when you can't imagine that you could possibly make yourself feel better. When you don't feel like being by yourself, come to our store, says Ms.
Yeah.
Patchett.
If you just want to be together, share in the grief.
Yep.
If you need a hug, just open the doors and come on in.
Here's some good news from the Environmental Department, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. The work that began last week to fix the Klamath River Basin. This is the largest river restoration project in the history of our country. This river basin runs from Oregon through to Northern California, and because they are removing the dams. The dams have been challenged, if you will. That is, they're weak, and you can make a case that if there's a lot of pressure against them, like all the rain that's come on the West Coast this year, and all of these rivers are now at their peak, and so they're worried about the dams giving way. So can you imagine, think about this. I remember looking, there's a video history of the building of the Hoover Dam. It is fascinating. And to think about how, once again, here we are talking about technology, how they have been able to use computers to plot the course of the river, to know where in the river they can build the new dam, and how they can put it up and still hold the water back. That's what fascinates me.
It is.
How do you hold the water back while you're building this thing that's going to take well over a year to build? Where the water's got to continue to flow. You can't just stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're building up something that is it's really amazing. So, you know, I'm critical of the Army. What do they call it? The Army. There's a term for the Army. They rebuilt the dams down in New Orleans, the same as they had before. They do a lot of restoration projects. They
build
a lot of bridges. No. The Army's, I can't remember the name. But
are you talking about like a specific group, ROTC?
It's not that. It's a division of the Army that builds stuff. And it's not that. It's they're called the Army yada yada. So somebody will send me a note and tell me, here you go, you dummy. This is it. Uh-huh. All right, here's a 10-year-old boy named Hugo Cordota. Names in the news. First person in the United States to receive a groundbreaking new treatment for his severe peanut allergy. I just want to know, the drug is called Palforzia, by the way. It has peanuts in it, but small enough to have you build up an immunity to it, which is kind of what we've all been saying. I think Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack and I have talked about this. You and I have talked about it, Jay. Where do all these allergies come from? Normally, what I always understood, if your mother ate stuff while she was pregnant with you, then that would be good for you. You would build up the immunity, and so apparently not a lot of people are eating the peanuts, and so there have been severe problems with peanut allergies. And I don't understand how this stuff happens. We used to have peanuts on the plane all the time. You can't find peanuts on a plane now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want, and you see warning labels on a lot of stuff that is manufactured in a plant that deals with peanuts. So at any rate, if you have an allergy, you ought to look up this drug, Palforzia, Palforzia. So if you have, like this youngster.
That's great, because it feels like people who have peanut allergies, it's a severe allergy, and you don't always have to eat it. It can just, if somebody near you is eating it.
You know, as a youngster, I don't remember having allergies, but I sure have them now. Allergies to all the pollen. I have a lactose intolerance. I have a gluten intolerance. Is that just because I'm getting older? Of course,
something else is
going on.
Allergies have, is it a 7-year cycle? I grew up with severe allergies. I was allergic to almost everything under the sun. And then they would have cycles where they'd start to, some things I'm still allergic to, other things I wasn't allergic to for that period of time. And then it circles back around. Like, I had a severe shrimp allergy, not shellfish, but such a severe shrimp allergy that I needed to carry an EpiPen with me. And that only lasted like a few years that allergy was testing positive, because prior to that, I ate shrimp again. It's just allergies are fascinating, how they come up and sometimes they disappear. Other times they are life threatening.
Mm-hmm. There's an adorable video. I'm looking at some people in the news stuff here. A 6-year-old youngster named Stella dresses up as Dolly Parton.
Oh, cute. The
video, look just for Dolly Parton video / Stella, probably. She goes to school with a big wig on and a sparkly dress. Somebody sent this to me after they heard me talking about Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks headlining the Country Music Hall of the Country Music Awards. So anyway, apparently Dolly Parton saw this and left a comment on the mother's Facebook page. So that's what are the chances of that happening, right?
Too cute. Huh? Well, I think a lot of times if it goes viral enough, other people see it, and anybody who knows Dolly or is in her camp can get this under her, have her see it.
Yeah, right. I'm stuck on one of the, I've got three screens in front of me. Forgive me, I'm stuck on the NASA page. if I sound distracted, I'm looking at this new analysis that's out of the cosmic explosion that happened last year. Remember we talked about this and what the Webb telescope saw way out there. The cosmic explosion that probably happened so many years ago we can't even begin to imagine it. But because we're able to, through the Webb telescope, see things that have happened billions, literally billions of years ago. Even, can your mind even wrap yourself? Can you wrap yourself around that? This thing has videoed an explosion in the cosmos that happened billions of years ago. Where do you go with that? What else do you say? What else do you say?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, this is, in comparison to our discussion about artificial intelligence, this is us as human beings using our intelligence to create something that is able to do what it's done. That's human intelligence that's done that. I'm sure they use a lot of computers to figure out how to do the, you know, build some of these things, but wow. All right. Prosecutors charging 7 California Highway Patrol officers yesterday and a nurse with involuntary manslaughter in connection with the death of a man who screamed when the police arrested him, "I can't breathe." Remember that a couple of years ago?
I feel like there are a lot of stories.
Well, there are. You're right about
that. Unfortunately, we're kind of like that.
Yeah, right. The district attorney says the officers had a legal duty to this fellow to treat him. He was in their custody. They failed at their duty, and their failure was criminally negligent. So the police community is now reacting to that. How do you expect people to want to be police officers if they're scrutinized as heavily? Well, listen, you better do your job the right way. You need to be scrutinized, frankly. So I think it seems appropriate and proper at this point in time anyway. Speaking of time, 48 after the hour.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the spring sale, March 24th through April 3rd, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Three past the hour, time on Good Day Health for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and with him are the factors that we sort of are looking for when it comes to everyday common sense approaches to health and well-being, even though he specializes in cardio care as a preventative cardiologist. Lots of people go to him for lots of different reasons. You can visit with him as well, whether it be in person down in Florida or whether using the Zoom telemedicine way. Either way, greatly satisfying, I would say. That would be the way I would describe it. Ken at 352-735-1400, okay? I didn't suggest that for a good time you call Ken. I'm just saying for good information, you call 352, and you might have a good time there. It depends on what's going on in your body. 352-735-1400. Okay, we've been talking about your specialty, the benefits of losing weight and that sort of thing. So I wonder, and so do listeners, about eating nuts and seeds. Is it true? I know you have talked about this, but I think there's some proof that eating nuts and seeds may reduce the risk of getting heart disease. Is there a specific kind of nut, or is it just nuts?
Well, nuts and seeds, they contain unsaturated fats, Doug, fats that are heart healthy and also protective antioxidants that are very good. They help keep the blood pressure down. The key is not overdoing it. So a handful of nuts especially is heart protective, and seeds are extremely heart protective.
Not like a spoonful of sugar that makes the medicine go down. I eat a lot of peanuts. I eat a lot of cashews. I think that they are, I like them, and I think they're good for me from all the things that we've gleaned from the various studies we've talked about. But there are all kinds of nuts out there. Right. So,
and you want the unsalted, the unroasted. You just want raw, natural nuts.
But those are not as much fun as salted ones.
They are not.
There you go. Now, question comes up on people and their sleep. I've read a lot of stuff lately about people who have sleep apnea and the various devices that are around. I have a friend who's my lawyer, actually, that has a horrible case of this, and I've seen some of the contraptions that he uses. So if this goes untreated, so this is the warning, if you are a younger person or the parent of a younger person, you better listen to Ken on this.
Medical Journal Sleep this week. Let me tell you, Mom and Dad, sleep apnea is not just for the older obese adults. Teenagers get sleep apnea, and this disturbing report shows that in teenagers who have difficulty breathing when they sleep, it affects the development of their brain. So if you notice your child, your teenager is having issues when they breathe, they snore, they actually stop breathing when they sleep, get it checked out. You may help them develop their brain properly.
All right, next up, a question about losing one spouse. If you're somebody who's been with, let's say, someone for 35, 40, 45 years, and you lose your loved one, what does that do to you, especially on the male side of the equation? I've seen this boy bear out any number of times. Women, the wife dies, the husband goes right after it. So how is that? How do we put the numbers and the facts together here, Ken?
So let's take some examples. So a hypothetical man or woman in their 60s who loses their spouse, who do you think it affects more? You lose the spouse, the living man or the living woman, who's affected more?
Well, I know because I'm looking at the study. That's not fair. It's the man.
And it's the man dramatically more. In this study, if you were in your 60s, if you were a man, you were 70% more likely to die in the first year after losing your spouse than other men around you. For a woman, it was only 27%. Still a lot, but much less affected than the man by losing a spouse.
Wow.
PLOS One Medical Journal this week.
All right, quickly, traffic accidents and the risk of birth complications. I know that there are a lot of circumstances in which traffic accidents cause a premature birth. Does that play into that? What happens in that circumstance?
You can see how it would cause premature labor, but in the study that you're looking at, it also does create problems with the birth and with the child. So important, Mom, wear that seatbelt, be protected, just be careful in the car because it has some unexpected consequences to the child.
It's really interesting how you see wearing a seatbelt is basically something that's connected to your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Check out his the entire program, Good Day Health, every week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.